It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This week, about 130 dogs, all from the Beagle breeding facility Ridgeland Farms, were transferred to the Wisconsin Humane Society. Here's the sound of staff and volunteers checking in the dogs Monday evening in Milwaukee.
Good boy. You don't want to stand. You can sit if you want.
This is the free table.
Foster?
Yep.
Ridgeland 15? That'll be our last foster.
In all, about 1,500 dogs have been released from Ridgeland Farms and are being rehomed in Wisconsin and across the nation.
The facility has been at the center of controversy for years. Last year, a judge found probable cause that Ridgeland Farms had broken Wisconsin anti-cruelty laws by conducting certain medical procedures without anesthesia and failing to provide adequate sanitation and ventilation for the dogs.
Last month, activists tried to raid the facility in Blue Mounds but were met with tear gas, pepper spray, and rubber bullets from law enforcement. These activists remain in conversation with Ridgeland Farms, seeking to buy all remaining dogs there.
Wayne Pacelli is the president of Animal Wellness Action and Center for a Humane Economy. Wayne, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Glad to be with you.
Your organization helped purchase some of the dogs at Ridgeland Farms, and you've helped transport them out of the facility today. Can you tell us about the dogs? What condition are they in?
Thank you for having me on. And let me just say that it's been amazing to see Wisconsinites so caring about these dogs. And I was at Ridgeland Farms today. I had been there on the opening day of the first transfers. We took 300 dogs about 10 days ago from the facility. And these dogs are going to the Dane County Humane Society. You know, I wasn't in a position to kind of inspect them. They are getting a veterinary checkout by the veterinarians at the Dane County Humane Society. But the ones that I carried from the cages to the transport vehicles, you know, they looked pretty good to me. And I'm excited that they are starting a new journey in their little beagle lives.
So you're the eyes and ears on the ground here. What else are you observing as you go about this transport?
Well, listen, these facilities are suppliers of beagles to institutions that use beagles for drug testing, toxicology testing, other experiments. If you look at England, where we have pretty good data, 99% of all the dogs used in medical testing, drug testing, toxicology testing are beagles. So I would suspect that that is basically the case in the United States. The information is not quite as solid as the UK reporting on these issues. This is a practice that's been going on for a long time. In fact, it was mandated under federal law until 2022. When the Center for Humane Economy and Animal Wellness Action, the groups that I lead, engineered, formulated federal legislation called the FDA Modernization Act 2.0 that passed the Congress unanimously and was signed by President Biden. That legislation eliminated an animal testing mandate for all new drug screening protocols. So every kind of drug that you can think of, a pain drug, a heart drug, a cancer drug, an Alzheimer's drug, an anti-obesity drug, for 84 years, those drugs had to be tested on a broad set of animals. The higher mammals, primates or dogs, or sometimes both, as well as rats or rabbits or mice. This would often take 10 to 15 years. It would be a $2 billion cost from concept of the drug to delivery in the marketplace. There was a 90% failure rate in that the drugs that pass muster in these extensive multi-species animal tests, sometimes with hundreds of animals or even more than 1,000 animals, when it went to human clinical trials, the drug failed 90% of the time.
Well, and I want to jump in here for just a moment. Are there instances, though, where research on animals makes sense?
Well, we now have 21st century human relevant, human biology-based testing methods. We're using a 1930s depression era strategy, giving beagles these drugs and seeing what effect it has on their system, when we have now human biology-based organs on a chip. We have organoids. We have computational toxicology. We have AI. In what part of our economy do we use tools that involve some measure of science and technology where we're still using something from the 1930s? We don't have the same planes in aviation. We don't have the same telecommunication systems. So the idea that somehow this system is an excellent baseline when you have a 90% failure rate, that is atrocious. It's a terrible embarrassment to science and the way we're conducting it. It was the government mandating the use of these animals.
I want to circle back now to Ridgeland Farms. In all, over 1,500 beagles to be taken from the facility after this purchase. What have the negotiations been like for the purchase?
Well, we have a confidentiality agreement with Ridgeland Farms, but let's note that the organization that I represent has a different worldview than Ridgeland Farms. They're very proud of their operation. They made it plain to me that they feel like they have very good animal care. And, you know, I listened and heard them, and they did allow me onto the property twice. And I appreciate that very much. So I could take some of the dogs from the cages and bring them out to our staging grounds again today at the Dane County Humane Society here in Madison. So we had different views. I'd say it was definitely a tough negotiation. And this has been a company that is proud of its work. It's been around for 60 years. And the world is changing, though. And that's where I sensed there was an opportunity to have a discussion with the company, because after we passed the FDA Modernization Act 2.0 and eliminated the animal testing mandate under federal law that required all drug developers, including all the big pharmaceutical companies, to test on animals, I felt that their sales would probably be waning because these new methods are so superior.
Very quickly, Wayne, what happens to the remaining dogs at the facility that are not part of this purchase agreement?
Well, it's up to Ridgeland. We have let Ridgeland know that we would like to acquire those animals, and we are prepared to pay for them. And they said, let's get through this difficult process of our extracting the dogs from Ridgeland Farms, and we'll see what happens from there. But this week, tomorrow on Thursday, we should be completing the transfer of the 1,500 dogs, and then I can assure you that we will earnestly seek to acquire the remaining dogs, but it's ultimately up to Ridgeland Farms. They're under no court order to provide them. They're under no legislative obligation to provide them. It's really up to the leadership at the company.
Wayne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That is Wayne Pacelli, president of Animal Wellness Action and Center for a Humane Economy. And now to Paula Clifford, executive director of Americans for Medical Progress, which advocates for humane and ethical use of animals in biomedical research. Paula, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Beagles are valuable to this research because of their trusting nature, their docile nature. Ridgeland Farms specifically breeds them for this research. What do you say to people who think animal research is cruel, no matter the benefit to modern medicine?
Animals are so essential to research because without them, we would not be able to advance science and medicine. The public wants us, including me, and my friends and my family, and probably your friends and family and listeners, we want cures and treatments for our loved ones, for our pets. And today we cannot get them without involving animal studies. And so that's something that I wish the public could understand and connect. So that way we can honor the animals that are involved in research and honor the amazing people who are dedicated to the care of these animals, and honor the people that are committing their lives to advancing medicine and science for us all.
Honoring the animals is one thing, but also ensuring that they are being cared for along, the lines of proper care. Last year, a judge found probable cause that Ridgeland Farms had broken Wisconsin anti-cruelty laws. There were videos of these beagles inside Ridgeland Farms that had been viewed, and the dogs were in cages. They're pacing rapidly. They're barking. Do you think there is enough oversight of research and breeding facilities to ensure that animals are being properly taken care of?
I do. I used to work in research as a veterinary technician, so I know firsthand the oversight that is required for animals in research. I've worked alongside veterinarians, veterinary technicians, animal caregivers, and scientists, all dedicated to moving forward the science, but first and foremost, making sure that the animals that are involved are cared for humanely. And all the work is conducted under really, really strict oversight laws. And so each animal requires suitable housing. Most animals in research are social animals, so they require to be able to be housed socially so they can interact with other animals. And all the animals in research are provided with opportunities to be themselves. So we provide them with environmental enrichment. So dogs can be dogs, mice can be mice, monkeys can be monkeys.
You've been following what's been happening at Ridgeland Farms. What stands out to you? What do you see here in this particular case?
I can't speak on behalf of Ridgeland Farms. I don't work there. I haven't been there. I do know how animal research is conducted. I do know the laws that need to be followed when animals are involved. So the thing that really strikes me is when I see the dogs that are, first of all, lots of dogs have been adopted out, as you all know. I see healthy, happy, well-adjusted animals. And to me, that speaks to the care that they were getting when they were in the facility. I have adopted animals from research, dogs and other animals. And because of the care and compassion that they're provided by the people who work with them in the lab, they do make really good pets. They really are socialized. So the biggest thing that strikes me is just seeing the love. So everybody loves animals. People within the research community love animals. People who are dedicated their lives to them do. And those people that are adopting the animals now and wanting to end research with animals, we all love animals, and that is very clear. The other thing that's very clear is an inaccurate picture of the fact that they're still needed and an inaccurate picture of how they really live and the care that they are provided while they're in the research facilities.
You know, animal activists, they argue animal research is often ineffective and expensive. Could advancements in technology like AI eventually make animal testing disappear or at least be reduced?
Oh, sure. It already has. So advancements in technology like AI and other things have certainly replaced animals in some areas, even refined animal work. So the data that comes out of these animal studies is better and more applicable. So we always are doing better. The research community is always doing better and must do better. There are no perfect models. An AI model, a cell culture, organ on a chip, are all amazing parts of the research process, but nothing can replace a fully living system in the research process. And there's still so much we don't know. So biology is so complicated. Most of the research that happens really is focused on understanding how systems work. What does a healthy brain look like? What does a healthy cardiovascular system look like? And other work, you know, then focuses on, okay, what happens when it goes wrong? Mm. What we don't know about biological systems today is vastly more than what we do know.
Paula, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Paula Clifford is Executive Director of Americans for Medical Progress. Now we turn to the Wisconsin Humane Society, which is one of the groups rehoming the dogs. Angela Speed is Vice President of Communications and Marketing. Angela, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Angela, the Humane Society is caring for about 130 beagles from Ridgeland Farms. This week, some of them meet their temporary foster homes for the first time. What have those first meetings been like?
Magical. So yesterday, we got our first group of 40 dogs, and 20 went to our Milwaukee campus and another 22 Green Bay. And I got to meet the first dogs myself, and they're just amazing. And we had so many tears shed among our staff and volunteers as they were welcoming them to the Milwaukee campus.
What type of extra precautions goes into caring for them and making sure this transition runs smoothly?
So the profile of these particular dogs are different than most dogs. They have never worn a collar or walked on a leash or felt the grass, played with toys. They tend to be more fearful and shut down, which also makes them a flight risk. And so we've been very careful to only transport them in crates, make sure that they have leashes on at all times. We are giving really thorough instructions to not only potential adopters, but also foster parents on how to allow them to slowly acclimate to a home environment. Everything is new for these dogs, and it can be pretty overwhelming. And we want to make sure that they're safe and comfortable as they make this huge transition.
In total, about 1,500 beagles being released from the facility. What are the logistics like to rehome and find placement for so many dogs?
Fortunately, the Wisconsin Humane Society has helped in situations like this in the past. And so we have a fantastic team who has been preparing for days. We've got volunteer and staff transport vehicles and drivers going out to Dane County every day this week and picking up dogs, bringing them back to a team of both medical and behavior experts, as well as volunteers, to make sure that they all get medical checks before they go to foster homes. And then we just have this amazing network of foster families who have stepped up to help. The majority of them are going straight to foster homes, and then a few are remaining on site. And it was a really cool operation to watch last night as they were unloaded and placed with those foster families literally within like a couple hours.
How much interest has there been in these Ridgeland Beagles?
Yeah, since the news broke that we were taking about 130 dogs, we have gotten flooded with both foster applications as well as adoption inquiries. There are definitely more foster families looking to foster than there are beagles. And the same is true for adoption. Our community is awesome and people have definitely been helping in any way that they can.
Have you seen this type of interest in stepping up before?
About 3 years ago, we helped in a very similar situation with research beagles from the East Coast. And in that case, we actually had people fly in from out of state to adopt some of the beagles. And we're seeing inquiries from all over the country, Canada, Australia. So there's a lot of interest in this group of dogs.
Angela, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is Angela Speed, Vice President of Communications and Marketing for the Wisconsin Humane Society. And earlier, we heard from Wayne Pacelli, President of Animal Wellness Action and Center for a Humane Economy. His organization has been involved with releasing beagles from Ridgeland Farms. And Paula Clifford leads Americans for Medical Progress, which advocates for humane and ethical use of animals in biomedical research. For more on the story, head over to WPR.org and check out a story from reporter Sarah Lear and Wisconsin Today producer Trevor Hook on the transfer of these beagles from Ridgeland Farms.